You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
What's going on, my friends, tonight? I just wanted to do a podcast. Like I said, I've been rejuvenated and I wanted to go out and start sharing some value, some information that can help you out. Now, today, you know, I talked a little bit about in the last podcast that I had on being able to do multiple things when it comes to making money online. But the key to it is you have to have a system in place that would help you. Now, I'm going to talk about many different ways tonight to diversify your business. It can be any type of business, but you want to kind of get involved with multiple income streams so you can see which one is actually profiting. And then you need to have it in a funnel where everybody can reach it. Because let me tell you something, just from my experience, when you're dealing with multiple opportunities, you have to create emails for different opportunities. Whereas if you know you got this in a one link system, all you got to do is get them to the system, get them to a group, and then explain all of it. So today, this particular podcast is going to be dealing with multiple streams of income. And the discussion will be diversifying source of income. And we will emphasize creating multiple screens. I can't say multiple streams of income to achieve financial security and stability. In this episode, I'm going to try to highlight different ways to generate income, such as investing, real estate, creating side hustles, or even starting a small business. So, yeah, you can do real estate online. I got a friend that went to college with me, and he does real estate, but he gets majority of his leads and the majority of his people online. So that is really, really cool. So I'm trying to share some personal experience that you can diversify your businesses. And I do have a system that I'll have in play just in case you want to take a look at it. I have a link below. It's called the Mega Marketing Pro. It is a system designed to be able to diversify your business. But within that Mega Marketing Pro, there are some actually really good business opportunities that are there. So you may be interested in, but I'll have all that in the show notes. So let's just start it out a little bit. Like, you probably wondering why multiple streams of income is vital. Let me tell you something. When you have a store that is out there and you have several different items in that store, and people will buy this and people won't buy this. But when you statistically look at the inventory or you look at the sales, you start to see which one is actually moving the best. So when you find out which one is moving the best and which one is moving the least, you will stock more of the things that is doing the most. So when it comes to multiple streams, one thing it can do, it can increase financial stability and security, because you're just not stuck. You're not stuck on one thing. So me personally, what I've done in my multiple streams, I made the multiple streams that is in the Mega Marketing Pro systematically made it where it works for each other. You see what I'm saying? Each of the programs within the Mega Marketing Pro, they kind of work for each other. What I'm saying is you could use every bit of it to make all of them work and actually make you some money and be productive. You know, so that's just something that I like. So it's pretty cool to me. Then I'm going to give you another talk. Protect against unexpected events. That's why I like the multiple stream. Okay. All right. My multiple stream opportunities are basically other people's products. They're not mine. But when you have multiple ones and one go down, that's where the stability and security come. You got one to work with. So all you have to do is create your series of emails dealing with all these multiple streams, and they're lined up in the back office. And don't get me wrong, guys, you have to nurture these people. You have to tutor these people. You have to tell them what is going on. So, and then another bullet I want to talk about, increase the ability to save and invest. So, you know, that's what happens when you're doing multiple streams income. In the beginning, I used to didn't like that. I thought I just would be focused on one thing, but I do see things that help other things, you know what I'm saying? So this is really, really crazy, but I have seen it. You know, you got one business as a multiple, like a, say if you got one business there, then you got another affiliate product that brings in leads. Well, you need leads for that other business. See what I'm saying? They kind of working together. And then what's so nice about it, man, this can help you out on an early retirement. So let's just talk about some ways you can generate some, you know, multiple incomes. Let's just start out. Number one, I won't do this, but this is just a part of my list, and I want to be a little bit open to everybody. I basically do all of my stuff online. You can invest in real estate. You can invest in real estate. And then, like I've seen, real estate, if you are a real estate guy, all right, you've got, number one, rental property. If you got rental property, the best way to do that is, man, go in there, get that place that you're renting out cleaned up, and take pictures, do a slideshow on what that rental property looks like. So if somebody wants to come and rent it, you get to see it. Facebook Marketplace, they advertise a lot of rental property in there. So that's another diversified business that you do. Okay, fix and flip, expensive. But if you got capital and you got loans and you can go out there and do that, you can fix and flip and sell those products. You know, start a side hustle. It's a lot of side hustles that you can start, you know, but like I said, most of my opportunities are online. But I just want to put this particular podcast out here, because everybody that may listen to this podcast, they may not do things online. So, you know, you just never know. So, you know, you never know what you want to do. Another great opportunity is freelancing. You can do a lot of freelancing. And let me tell you something. It is a lot of freelancers that are online. But let me tell you this, and this is the one thing I've done, and I've done this on my YouTube channel. I used to post a lot of work from home jobs, and a lot of people come to me and say, where can I get these jobs at, Will? What can I get these jobs at? And I told them where they were. But this is the thing that I've told them. I said, you have to have skills. What I'm saying is, you have to learn some kind of skills when it comes to being a freelancer, because freelancer do little things. You have to have writing skills. You may have to have software skills. You may have to have video editing skills, or you might have to have translation skills. It's so many skills that you have to have when it comes to freelancing. Okay. Another opportunity is e-commerce. Man, you can build an e-commerce site where you can get traffic to it, and you could do products. I mean, there are a lot of affiliate companies out here where you can sell products through an e-commerce. Okay, that's another little deal. Now, another thing is start your own little small business. Me personally, if I want to start a small business, I always like to put the leverage on another company. I just rather do the affiliate part of it. You can be a business owner, but you can sell affiliate products. And what you can do, you can sell affiliate products or work for other companies, but you can educate people to come in if it's like a MLM or things of that nature. But you can educate people to be prospered in there, and you'll profit itself. And the one that I like the most, we're gonna hit this on the run, the online business. Yeah, the online business, you can do it. It's a lot of work that is involved with the online business. But let me tell you, if you don't get anything out of this podcast, the one thing you got to do if you try to target online business, you got to track your steps. The reason why I say track your step, you don't know what avenue you're going down that's hurting you. So you got to track what you're doing so you know what can hurt you. Now, on a traditional side, we're going to go to another. We're going to talk about the traditional brick and mortar. That's a pretty good business. But like I said, you have to have some skills. That's the thing that people don't realize. You can go out there, you got to have some skills. So let's just talk about how to diversify your income stream. Well, what I've done in diversifying minds on the program that I started out with, or what I'm doing now, I went in and I listed 10 opportunities within the back office. And as I kept going, I said, what can work with the product that I already have? And that's the way I did it. I made it multiple, but has the capability to work together. So, and let's talk about another bullet point. Challenge faced and lesson learned. That's what happened when it comes to checking the statistics. You know, you got to track your statistics. That's essential to this business. You got to track it. And then let's talk about the benefits and rewards of multiple stream income. So far, what I'm doing is you introduce them to your system. Get in there and walk them through the inside. That's what you want to do. And what I'm learning is it could all be up on the one email. That's what I think is the best way to go. Okay. Now let's get down before we get ready to close. I got a couple more bullets that I would like to go through. Actionable steps to start creating multiple stream income. All right. First, evaluate skills and interests. Remember I told you earlier in this podcast, man, whatever you do, and we were talking about the freelance part. It's a lot of people want to work online. They want to do business online, but have no skills. Let me tell you something. When it comes to branding yourself, if you do not have skill, they're going to go to the next person. They're going to go to the next person. You got to have some kind of skill. So, and the next thing you need to do, research income generating opportunities. Find the opportunities that are generating income. See if it's within your niche, or if it's within your interest, and then you go for it. You really, really go for it. And then the next bullet I want to talk about, create a plan and set goals. But like I said, you got to set goal and you have to do one thing. And this is this next bullet I want to talk about. You got to take action. You got to take action. You know, you really got to take action. And then let me tell you this. And this is the thing that hurts a lot of people. Sometime failing a little bit in what you're doing make you research what you got to do. That's right. I'm just trying to tell you, it's some failing in this opportunity. You see, people go down some wrong routes. You know, that's just the way it is. I have. But I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned a lot and I'm getting better in it. So that's one thing you need to do. And let's go ahead and get ready to close this out. I just recap the importance of multiple stream income, and then encourage to take action and start a diversified income. All I'm telling you this is, I get people hit me up all the time. You want to take a look at this, and you want to take a look at that. And then when I don't want to take a look at it, man, they are highly disappointed. That is not how I do it. What I do with my diversified opportunity, I invite you into the store. Hey guys, I got a store with a lot of goodies in. Come on inside and take a look. And I let them choose for themselves, because when you're trying to force somebody to do something, it's not it's you don't win that way. Just have a system in place and present it to them and tell them what the benefits are and let them go for it. But guys, I wanted to keep this podcast down. Right now we're running at a close to 15 minutes. I just like a straight shooter type podcast, and most of my podcasts can probably be information. I really don't like the interview type where you can sit there and you can talk to people and stuff. I like to give people nuggets. I want them to give them something to think about. I don't want them to give them something to take action for. But before we go, in the show notes, I've got Mega Marketing Pro, guys. The Mega Marketing Pro system where you can run multiple streams of income. And I'm telling you, I got it from a guy named Edward Key. Guys, if you want to look at a system that is multiple and you want to place it in your opportunity, this is the perfect one. So, and what I like about it, everything is set up. You do not have the bill. You do not. It's just when I say plug and play, this one is a plug and play, and it's a plug and play where you don't have to do any training. Once you go in there and you put your business opportunity in, and you get a referral link, you get a referral and you recruit other people for it, they do the same thing. All you're doing is managing. That's what I like about this system. But just take a look at the link in the show notes, and hopefully I can see you guys on the inside. And just give a shout out to Willie D. Jarnett. Guys, take care and be blessed for the weekend.
You've been listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here for the next episode.